My scripture this week is in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Now, the podcast that I had, or the radio ministry that I had, The Word is the Way to Life, comes from this scripture passage. Because the Word was manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us, and He has shown us the way to life. Hear God's Word, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. The subtitle is Christ the Eternal Word. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that He didn't make. Life itself is in Him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land, among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed in Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. This is not physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God. So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. John pointed him out to the people. He shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before I did." We have all the benefit from the rich blessing he brought us, one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but His only Son, who Himself is God, and near to the Father's heart. He has told us about Him.